Hello friends, Denny Pruto here. As most of you know, I'm a proponent of what I call the one-point sermon. There are many who object to the idea of a sermon having one main point. Their objection arises from the idea that they think the sermons in the New Testament do not have one main point. The sermons of Jesus do not have one main point, they say. Neither do the sermons of Paul have one main point. I'd like to answer this objection by looking at the sermons in the New Testament. I want to begin the discussion by turning to Stephen's sermon in Acts chapter 7. Stephen has been charged with blaspheming Moses and blaspheming the temple. Listen to the charge as recorded in Acts chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. They put forward false witnesses who said, "This man incessantly speaks against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Nazarene Jesus will destroy this place and alter the customs which Moses handed down to us." Yes, the Sanhedrin charged that Stephen blasphemed Moses and blasphemed the temple. But Stephen charges that, no, he has not blasphemed Moses, and he has not blasphemed the temple. Rather, it is the Jews themselves who have blasphemed Moses and blasphemed the temple. And he shows in his sermon that if they had actually believed Moses and actually believed the ceremonies of the temple, they would have turned to Jesus. This is his point. No, I have not blasphemed Moses, and I have not blasphemed the temple. You have blasphemed Moses, and you have blasphemed the temple. If you had understood Moses and believed Moses, and if you had understood the ceremonies in the temple, you would have come to Christ. Stephen's sermon in Acts chapter 7 has one main point. What about Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount? Well, the Sermon on the Mount also has one main point. If you do a literary analysis of the Sermon on the Mount, you will find that the sermon is constructed as a large chiasm. It has an A, B, B prime, A prime structure. And if you understand this structure, you begin to see that the sermon has one main point. Here is the point as I've derived it from the sermon. Listen, if you build the house of your life on lasting kingdom principles rather than on worldly performance righteousness, you manifest mature Christian character, live the heart and essence of the law, and show you possess the reward of heaven. This is the one main point of the Sermon on the Mount. I'll post this in PDF form along with my sermon or along with this lesson. What about the sermons of the Apostle Paul in Acts? Donald Sanukjian, who is a professor at Talbot Seminary, did a PhD thesis in which he did a study of the sermons in Acts chapter 13, Acts chapter 17, and Acts chapter 20. And he concluded that each of these sermons has one main point. Listen to what Sanukjian has to say about Paul's sermon in Acts chapter 13. The theme of Paul's sermon is that God, according to promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. Acts 13:23. This key sentence occurs early in the message and is Paul's way of synthesizing his entire discourse. It is a clear and precise statement that sums up everything he has to say. Paul's purpose in preaching this theme is to persuade his audience to believe in Jesus as Savior so that they might be forgiven and justified. Paul's sermon in Acts 13 has one main point. What about Acts 17 and Paul's sermon about the unknown God? Listen to what Sinuptian has to say regarding this sermon. Paul builds the sermon around his introductory promise to make the unknown God known. What the Athenians worship but do not know, he will proclaim to them. And the summary of his proclamation becomes his theme. The unknown God is the creator of the universe and the father of men. This statement is the dominating thought of the sermon. Yes, this sermon in Acts 17 has one main point. And then finally, Sinuptian talks about Paul's sermon in Acts chapter 20, when Paul visits the elders at Ephesus. Listen again to what Sinuptian has to say. The theme and purpose of Paul's message are expressed by the words, "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock," Acts 20, 28. Everything he has to say either leads up to or follows from this central injunction. His aim is to persuade the elders of Ephesus to guard themselves and the church against the dangers that are going to come. Paul's sermon in Acts chapter 20 has one main point. You see, friends, the critique leveled against the one-point sermon does not stand. Each of the sermons in the New Testament has one main point. Stephen's defense in Acts chapter 7 has one main point. The Sermon on the Mount has one main point. Paul's sermon in Acts chapter 13 has one main point. Paul's sermon on Mars Hill has one main point. Paul's presentation to the elders at Ephesus has one main point. It's wisdom. It's wisdom coming from Scripture to orient your sermons around one main point if you are a minister of the Word of God. And so I encourage you to do so. Thanks for listening.